We, on a global scale, have an obligation to claim what I've called the right not to be a perpetrator and exercise it in any possible way. Dock workers who refuse to ship arms to Israel, students who commit themselves to hunger strikes to pressure their universities to divest, Jews who disrupt with their communities and families and reclaim their ancestral rights to be and speak as anti-Zionists, protesters who occupy state buildings and train stations and risk being arrested. They are all motivated by this right, even if they do not articulate it in these terms. They understand the role their governments, and more broadly their regimes, under which they are governed as citizens, play in the perpetuation of this genocide, as the common slogan says, that it is done in their names.